The suit seeks to cancel the $13 million deal between the state and Chicago-based Accenture. They contend state elections director Kevin Kennedy had no right to sign off on the contract on his own, that instead the full elections board should have handled it with a vote. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign director Mike McCabe says the process completely ignored the rights of the public.
The contract was signed by an unelected official who's appointed by an unelected board. And the public was kept in the dark about the process all the while. And the lawsuit says that Kevin Kennedy, the elections board's director, didn't have the authority to do what he did.
McCabe says the suit also gets at the heart of a much bigger issue, whether the state should even be handling work like this with private vendors. He says it breeds suspicion, and state employees could do the job for less. Kennedy says the elections board has a long practice of having its directors handle contracts. He says this case was nothing out of the ordinary.
The board was briefed on the process all the way through from the beginning of this process. The board has had me signing contracts for as long as I've been executive director, which is August of 1983. That's part of my job.
Kennedy says this contract was competitively bid in a process handled by state employees. He says that in the end, he signed off on hiring Accenture because they were the best qualified vendor. The case will play out in a Dane County Circuit Court. In the meantime, Kennedy says work is going forward on the statewide voter registration list. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.